Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Beautiful you. Once again, welcome to this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. And this week, I am going to announce to you the nominations, all the people that I have nominated for the UK Health Radio Awards 2024. And I'm going to have a little interview with one of them, why I did the nomination, what is so special about this, and what I find that these people are representing, and really why I want to nominate them as an example for all of us in what they do in this world. So the first one, and I think you listened already to the show that I did with Mr. Derek Rydell. Now, Derek is a transformational coach, best-selling author. I mean, he's so much. He is everything that I see in a man that is so spiritual, that it has lived so many devastating things in his life, like losing his own son, having had near-death experiences, divorce, etc. And so he is really, to me, somebody who has gone from stress to authentic success. And I have nominated Derek, and you probably can listen again to his interview when you go to the website and look on the Listen on Demand on my show. But I have nominated him for his product service, like the Emergence, his book, and everything he does around Emergence, the 7 steps to radical life change. And I promise you that Derek is part of a new generation of spiritual visionaries and thought leaders. And at being the bestseller, of course, of Emergence, he has initiated that law of emergence, showing people how to tap into the pattern of perfection in any area of their life and so create the right conditions for it to unfold. And if you listen to his interview, you will agree with me that he really is a special human being doing so much for our world, to make this world a better place and to inspire each and every one of us to live a better life. Now, the second person I have nominated is Dr. Russell Kennedy. And he was the one that I really enjoyed that interview as the anxiety MD. And his book, Anxiety Erics or the Anxiety Prescription, where depending on where you buy it in the US or the UK. Now, Dr. Russ is to me one of the rare physicians that specializes in chronic anxiety, and he has the degrees and the advanced training and all sort of medicines, neuroscience, psychology, all that. But he combines the latest in neuroscience with the more ethereal insights he gained himself, along with living at a temple in India. So there's a lot, again, spiritual, medical, personal development in there. And his nominated product that I found that he really deserved this nomination is the Anxiety Erics or the Anxiety Prescription in the UK. It is an understanding and treatment of anxiety never seen before. And you will agree with me that we need that kind of information, inspiration, and therapy, and I would almost say tools to beat that anxiety, because most of us suffer from it. And so I think that is really worth a nomination. Another person that I have interviewed in the last year and that really impressed me was Philip Gargom. And now, you know, his company is called The Art of Living Well, and he has developed a sleep clinic, an online course, and the book the gift of the night. And if you want, you can also, I will definitely send out this interview again, because to me, he's not just a psychologist and an author of over 20 books, but that online course, the sleep clinic, and that book, The Gift of the Night, is really a beautiful program to improve our sleep and to have, again, spiritual teachings as well as science waved into it. And so The Gift of the Night is really an ebook and an audiobook that offers 6 steps, you know, to improve your sleep. And to me, I suffered myself from sleep disorder, and so I know what it is if one cannot sleep. So I found his work absolutely amazing and worthwhile listening to. So the fourth one, I am telling you that Paul Martinelli has been one of my personal mentors, and I know for sure that the Empowered Living community is a really special thing to be in. He is an internationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, mentor, coach, whatever, an entrepreneur, a big businessman who has worked for big names as such as John Maxwell, Jack Canfield, Wayne Dyer, all these, and having built so many multi-million dollar businesses. He is just worthwhile listening to, and I do believe that it is worthwhile to nominate him for what he does to the world, to have brought into the world that empowered living community, because he creates empowering programs to empower your life, of course. And his mission is to equip and resource you with that community of like-minded, positive people and programs, tools and heaps of inspiration to help you once again live your best life. And so the number five that I have nominated, I am going to interview just now after this little break, because I am going to speak to, of course, Ken Costner, not Ken Costner, Ken Foster. And Foster, Ken Foster, Ken D. Foster, is one of the people that has personally inspired me so much, even my husband, because of everything that he does for this world. He has made so many dreams come true. He has built an amazing business. He's a keynote speaker, a best-selling author, a business strategist, so much. He has now even not just his radio shows, but also the broadcast on a TV platform now. So he really helping people all over the world to level up their lives, maximizing their highest potential and contributing to making the world a better place. And I'm going to talk to him because he was the first one that I interviewed at the start of my radio career. And so that is about a good 3 years ago. And so I am honored to speak to this beautiful human being again. And we will do that just now after this little break. So as you can hear, I have nominated 5 incredible men. I said number one being, of course, Derek Rydell. Number two being Dr. Russ. Number three being Philip Gar and Com, and then number four being my personal mentor from years ago, Paul Martinelli. And number five, I'm going to talk to just now to Ken Foster after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and I am welcoming a very dear, amazing human being. Hello, Ken Foster. Welcome.
Hello, it's so good to be with you again. And I look forward to this again and again. Let's call it that way.
Yes, because one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you, Ken, and I just said that before we started the interview, is because you were one of the first people internationally, American people that I interviewed when I started this radio show. And that's about exactly almost 3 years ago, 21. So welcome again. And I just want to say to you, I am so honored that I could nominate you for the UK Health Radio Awards 2024.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the nomination. I feel honored. I feel humbled by that. I really appreciate that. And it's been interesting. It's been such a journey for me. I kind of woke up in 1992, and That was a real wake up call for me. And, it was interesting because I was in therapy at the time and for about a year. And I go once a week, and he was kind of like a Carl Jung, Jungian kind of therapist, a psychologist. And I walked in the door one day and I said, "Doctor, I've been hearing this little voice." And he says, "Well, Ken, what's the voice say?" I said, "Well, it says that I've got to feel the pain to make the change." And the doctor looked at me. He could have said anything. He looked at me and he said, "Ken, I can't help you anymore. You have to follow that voice." And I walked out of his office thinking, "Is this guy crazy? I got to follow some voice." But, that was the voice of truth. It was the voice of courage.
Wow.
And that voice has guided me through this journey of, becoming an author, a speaker, a coach, very successful in many businesses, coaching tens of thousands of people, touching lots of lives, and making a difference in the world and really getting on my path, finding out who I was and who I am.
And one of the reasons why I've chosen you and nominated you is because to me, and of course, my show is called From Stress to Authentic Success, but authentic success to me is what you are living. You are living such a courageous, authentic life, following your inner. And I'm so glad you say that, because you are following your inner voice, for sure.
Well, that inner voice is the key to all of our success. Who was it? Nicholas, NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Association here in the United States, did a study to find out about their engineers and their scientists, how they thought and what their creative problem-solving abilities were, how they're, And that test was so successful at measuring that they applied it to children. And they applied it to children between the ages of 1 and 3. And they found out that 98% of those children were genius in creative thinking and problem-solving between those ages. They followed the kids to 5 and found out that only 30% now were at that genius level. And then they tested the adult population. It's about 2%. So what happens? Well, there's a lot of reasons that happens. But the bottom line is that we've lost the ability to go within our own self and to find the guidance from the divine guidance that's available through our intuitive self, to tap into that soul. And when I learned to meditate back in the early 90s, that was it for me. I switched from worrying about what everybody thought about me and how I should be and all this stuff. It took a while, but yes. I went within and came into this understanding that we have the ability to tap into our soul. To tap back into our genius. All of us can do it. I'm just a regular guy. And man, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I do teach people how to do that.
Oh, so beautiful. And what is your secret to that courageous life that you're living? Is it that following that inner voice? Is that your secret?
My secret is I got several secrets. First secret I told you is meditation. Mm-hmm. But second secret I would say is I create structure around my life, right?
Oh.
So I have even a structure going to bed. Before I go to bed at night, I set my intention to get a great night's sleep and to wake up feeling alert and alive. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up, my eyes open, I go to gratitude, right? Oh. Well, after gratitude, then I go out and I'll meditate for a little bit, right? And then I'll go out and I'll exercise. I'll do something for the body, right? So mind, body, and soul, right? And that's kind of how I start my day today. You know, a lot of times in the past, I used to journal at night before I went to bed so that I could slow down my mind. I always meditate these days. I meditate before I go to bed. I've been doing that for decades. But, you know, most of living a conscious life is the ability to bring more and more awareness to what's going on in our life. So I ask three questions before I go to sleep. What worked today? What didn't work today? And what can I do to improve tomorrow?
Wow.
So that's one of the things I do. You know, the key to living a wonderful life is looking at what we're tolerating. You know, are we tolerating,
that's a good one.
Tolerating a poor relationship? Are we tolerating being angry? Are we tolerating being upset? Are we tolerating not having enough money? Are we tolerating, you know, maybe people telling us what to do, when to do, we maybe got a bad boss or something. You know, it's just like, all right, why am I tolerating that? Right? You know, am I a victim? Or are we more powerful than measure? We can't measure how powerful we are. And the truth is the latter. We can measure. We are more powerful than anything. And we're unstoppable if we so choose.
Can I ask you, because in our first interview, you gave me such a beautiful advice, and it was an advice to anyone listening. You know, you can go and listen again to the interview, because I will send out again, you know, the whole show. But what I found so interesting in your advice was, ask yourself every day the question, what can I do to be courageous today? And you know, to do one thing of being courageous. And I have to say, that on its own is going to give such a shift in anybody's life, isn't it?
It does. And, you know, to plus that other question is, I challenge people for 7 days to go do something they've never done before for 7 days in a row. You can do 10 days or 20 days, but it can be as simple as going and eating a dragon fruit. Maybe you've never eaten dragon fruit from Hawaii, right? Or to something a lot more difficult that, you know, it takes courage for you to go and
say
do
no,
it,
for
right?
example, to someone.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a boundary.
Yeah, say no, and say yes to yourself, right? And maybe put boundaries up, like you said. You know, do something you haven't done before, and or it's been a long time since you've done it. So I think that's a key to that. You know, for me, I just want to tell you, Danielle, is that surrounding myself with the right people has been a key to lasting success. When I got into radio, I didn't know anything about radio. I didn't know. And I met with a group every week that taught me how to do radio. My gift was I know how to put people together. I build relationships.
Great.
So I brought them together and they taught me. I facilitated it so they all grew their radio shows. Then I did the same thing with podcasts. I didn't know anything about podcasts. So I brought together people that knew about podcasts and they taught me. And then I same thing with TV. And, you know, I think one of the keys to all of our success is being a learner and a leader.
Oh, yes.
Continuously, every day. Every day, you know, we have to learn something new. I do. I try to learn something every day. I don't try. I do it. I do it every single day.
I don't like the word trying. Don't you?
Yeah, I don't mind it anymore. But, you know, I like the word choose better.
Yes.
I choose to do this every single day.
That's taking responsibility. That's driving, you know, sitting in the driver's seat of your car while trying is, maybe it will work, maybe it won't, you know. So I love the word choosing as well. But can tell me a little bit about being today, the age that you are, and you look back. What in your life has been to you the most courageous thing that you've done? Because you're nominated now, so you have an award, like, you know, going for you. So what if the listener wants to vote for you? What is the most courageous thing you have ever done? You are the man of
I'm laughing because, there's been a lot of courageous things I've done, you know, and, you know, courage is this power, this force, this energy that lies in me. But I would say you know, we just celebrated, I told you before we got on here, Judy and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary two days ago. And the most gracious thing I've ever done is get married and stay married. Okay. Stay married. It's not about getting married. Stay married.
My husband will say he's right.
Yeah, it is. It takes what it takes because, you know, we're imperfect human beings.
Yes.
And when we come into a union with one another, we have beliefs and ideas, and we bring in, you know, family members from the past, and we sometimes bring in some of our old baggage from the past. And we have to resolve all that to be able to stay in this marriage. And anybody can stay in a marriage, but everybody can't stay in love in a marriage. Mm. And when I asked Judy to marry me, we were at these gardens, and it's funny, this woman came out of this garden area, and she sang this high operatic love song to us. And then she sat down with us, and she looked at us and she said, don't ask for human love. Human love is infallible. You're happy today, you're not the next day. You love them today, you hate them tomorrow. She said, strive for infinite love. Strive for infinite love. And that's what Judy and I have done. We have strived for something that's past human love, that deep friendship, that deep compassion.
Isn't it on a
caring.
Soul level? It seems to me it's on a soul level.
It's a soul level. It's the coming together of our souls. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And instead of coming together of our personalities, you know, and personality is important. It's nice to have a harmonious personality. Mm. But, you know, I don't know, Judy and I have gone through a lot. I'm sure, you know, you told me, Danielle, you and your husband have been married. How many years was it?
40.
35?
40.
40. Yeah. Wow. Okay. You know, it's not about how we start. It's about how we complete. You know, anybody can start a relationship or a business or a career.
You're beautiful.
You know, anybody can do that. But it takes courage and it takes wisdom. It takes persistence. It takes commitment to stay in and follow. You know, I think more than anything for me, when I got married to Judy, she was, I would say, more advanced than me intuitively, for sure. Intuitively. Okay. We'd drive down the street and she'd say, turn left. And I'd go, why turn left? I don't know, just turn left. Drove me crazy. So I'd say, no, I'm turning right. I know the street. And inevitably, we would run into traffic or an accident or some weird thing. I probably did it 10 times and it took a while for me to get it. But I finally got it. And I said, well, maybe I ought to listen to her intuition. And I just, that little shift, you know, I thought, she's really wise. And I started paying attention to her intuition. And then I thought, I better develop my intuition more. We all have intuition. Most of it is undeveloped. But intuition comes from the soul, right? So it's 100% accurate. So I started developing that. And that changed our relationship. That changed me. And that's what I use every day.
Wow.
That inside.
It can be one
inside.
Of the secrets as well. If you look into living authentic success, it can be one of the secrets.
Yeah.
It's really getting connected with your intuition and following it and being loyal 100%. To it. You know,
I really 100%. And get real good at apologizing.
Yeah.
When we go off track.
That's a big one.
That's you know, for a relationship, the ego wants to. My ego wants to always be right. And my ego wants to think that it knows, that knows everything. Now, that was in the early days, because I know better than that today. I know very little. And I know that there's a softness inside of me when I'm in tuning into my intuition. There's a hardness when I'm with this ego. There's nothing wrong with the ego. The ego's there to protect us, but it sometimes keeps us locked in the little box. It doesn't allow us to go outside. That takes courage. And that takes daily wisdom to follow that with commitment, right?
Can I ask you another? It's just dropping now in you know, from whatever a question is coming out of there. I just would love to ask you, what would you like to be nominated for in this award?
Oh,
because I've nominated you for who I know, you know, Ken Foster, and you know, the grandfather, the man behind the radio show, the Courageous Living. But if I ask you authentically, what would you like to be nominated for? Would it be for that relationship? Would it be for the man who you are? What would it be, Ken? Actually, quite a nice question.
Well, it's just a beautiful question. And I think when I leave this planet, it kind of ties into that. You know, if I could leave a legacy of individuals being able to tap into their wisdom and tap into their authenticity, and just go out and be foolish and have some fun, you know, I mean, that's
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Would
I think
that be a first thing that you would advise, or a tip or something to someone who's listening now and who says, oh, yeah, I would love that. Tell me how, or tell me what to do first. What would it be?
Create bigger dreams. Dream bigger than you've ever dreamed. And a lot, you know, one of the things I like people to do when they work with me is create a life vision, a life vision. And I learned this from a friend of mine that met him when he was 50. And he had told me, he says, Ken, I had listed everything I wanted to do in my life when I was in my 20s. And he said at the 50, he said, I've completed about 60%. Well, I knew him in his 60s. I said, how you doing, Joe? He said, oh, I got about 70, 75% of that done. And I knew him in his 70s. I said, how you doing? He says, well, I got about 85, 90%. And now I know him in his 80s. And he says to me, I've completed all my life.
Wow.
All of it. And these were big tasks. I mean, at one point he wanted to travel the world for a month or two or three on a ship, right? You know, he wanted to become a multimillionaire. He wanted to build organizations. He wanted to be a teacher. He wanted to do a lot of, and he's done that. But most of us only think in the next 3 months or even 2 months or maybe just today. And we don't necessarily have a vision for our life. So think bigger than you've ever thought before. Don't be afraid. Find the courage to put it on paper. And
what is your biggest dream still? What is not ticked off? Yeah, you're nominated. You have to share with us, you know, what kind of man you are. So what's next? Because you have ticked off a lot of boxes as well.
I have ticked off so many of them. Wow. I guess to touch the lives of a lot more people than I am today. That would be my number one, you know, if I could.
I share that one.
Yeah, if I can increase that to make a little bigger difference, you know, on the planet, I think that's good.
Wow.
You know, for me, I'm really fulfilled. I don't have a lot of have to's, want to's, should's, you know. I like traveling, but I don't have I used to have all these dreams. I had to go here. But I fulfilled a lot of that. And so, yeah, closer to my family, maybe. I don't know. We're pretty close already.
Beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you for that. Because, I mean, in 3 years, you have evolved. I have evolved. What is your statement, quote, that you live by today? Is there an evolution there, something? Because I always feel the older we get, the more connected we are to, I'm not saying death, but also to the end of life, like you are more and more coming to, you know, that's why the checklist is important maybe as well. So anything, any statement, any quote?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, there's a part of me that when I wanted to travel to all these different places, that was driving me. So I went and accomplished that. And in fact, my wife and I traveled for 2.5 years. We just traveled all over, right? We put all our stuff in storage and went traveling.
Wow.
you know, so that's out of me. And when it came out of me, there's this sense of freedom. So I think we want financial freedom, freedom from worries, freedom from stress, freedom from health issues, freedom from, poor relationships. Yeah. There's a lot we all want this. We have built in us this freedom. So if the word today, that's my word, it's freedom. Oh, and wow. it's, I guess goes back to the word infinite freedom, infinite freedom, freedom from attachments, you know. I learned the less I'm attached, the more the less.
Is it that? Yeah,
it's the limitlessness. Infinite,
yeah,
it's the limitlessness. Now, you know, because we live in relativity, we can only get so limited here in the physical plane. But through meditation and through the being able to still the mind, still the breath, we can use our intuitive abilities and really have freedom from everything here. So that's my word. It's freedom, and you know,
courageous free living. Is that your kind of courageous free?
Well, I tell you, listen, it takes courage to be free.
That's true.
It takes courage to be free.
Thank you, Ken. I so enjoyed it.
That would be it. Yeah.
But I have to talk a little bit about the other nomination soon, but I just want to say thank you from my soul to yours, not from my heart, but from my soul to yours. Thank you for this beautiful conversation. And you are on my top 5 list, as you know. And so I trust that everyone listening has been inspired and is voting for you. Thank you so much for being you. I really appreciate you. And I will come back to the audience just now. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
As I promised you in the intro, this once again was an amazing interview, a short conversation, but with a lot of depth, a lot of authenticity in it. I so appreciate Ken D. Foster. And if you are going to vote on the website of the UK Health Radio, of course, this beautiful, amazing platform where every single day we are bringing you information, inspiration to better your health. And so there have been these 5 men that I have nominated, because I do believe that each and every one of them has their own contribution to make this world a better place. And so in this whole period, I will replay those interviews with these 5 human beings. And so you can go to the website of this UK Health Radio platform and go and vote for your favorite, because they really deserve a bit of attention, a bit of appreciation for everything they do. Because I'm in the first row to know that inspiring people, motivating people, and bringing such big messages out in the world seems easy maybe to you, but there's a lot of work behind the curtains. As much my husband as myself, we do a lot behind the curtains, and I am so pleased to nominate these 5 men that I know are doing such great jobs. It's their mission. It's their passion. And I can say the same of myself. And I believe there's even now this year, 2024 UK Health Radio Awards, there is also a presenters category. And so if you are enjoying the show, if you are feeling that, you know, I am one of these people that are inspiring you and motivating you with this beautiful show, From Stress to Authentic Success, feel free to go and vote. But please, the other representers, the other 41 presenters on this platform also deserve your vote. So it's up to you to choose who you prefer. And I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you, because I'm into my 4th year now, as I said in the interview, and I am so blessed and so grateful to each and every one of you who is listening again and again to the show. I want to congratulate you and nominate you to look in the mirror and be proud of yourself and congratulate yourself for really being in the driver's seat of your car regarding your health. If you listen to this platform, it means that you are really unique, because not everybody does that. Most people are in front of their TV, passively watching any drama. So you deserve as well my appreciation and my respect for listening to our platform, UK Health Radio, and to this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. So from my heart to yours, from Belgium, with a lot of love, thank you so much for your loyalty. And I trust that I can keep on inspiring you for many, many weeks and months to come. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.